Times are changing drastically every day as we face the worldwide impact of COVID-19. More than ever, we need to be reminded to lift our eyes to the Lord, who alone remains constant. Join now Pastor George Small as he encourages and reminds us of the unchanging truths found in God's Word and makes this time available to answer any questions and pray with you during this live broadcast. If you have a question or a prayer request, call in at 978-353-0849. Again, that's 978-353-0849. Now let's join Pastor George Small.
Well, good evening. This is George Small, as you just heard on the introduction, and it's great to be with you tonight here on Renew FM. And I hope over the next hour we can encourage you. If you're a Christian and you know the Lord and are following the Lord, we want to just encourage you in this time of tremendous change and in some cases uncertainty, Lord, as we look forward down the road ahead and what's going on in our nation right now and even in our world. So I hope this next hour encourages you as a believer in Christ. And if you're listening to my voice right now through your radio dial or at your house and wherever you might be and you don't know the Lord, I pray that you'd consider some of the conversation over this first half hour. And in second half hour, we may also be taking some phone calls if we are able to and have the time. But I hope we can encourage you. I hope you, as somebody who does know the Lord, you would consider Christ at this hour as you look in the world and see what's going on and wondering about what life is about. And I think life is all about God and knowing God. And the world is shaking right now. And I hope in this time you're just reevaluating and considering where you stand with God. So we want to, share with you, our radio audience, about Christ and the Bible and encourage you in the Lord and point you toward the Lord. That's what we're doing. 6 to 7 o'clock, we've been doing this pretty much from the beginning of COVID-19 as far as in our country when we started to have the shutdown and lockdown. And I think this is our third or fourth week doing this. And this particular evening, we do have a special caller that will be joining us, a pastor. And the first half hour, that is Pastor John Randall from Southern California. You may listen to him weekdays in the morning on Renew FM. I know a lot of people listen to him and really enjoy his teaching. And a man who loves the Lord, and he's going to be joining us here in just a couple minutes. And so I want to give him opportunity to encourage you. And he might be somebody you listen to regularly on Renew FM, and I thought it'd just be neat to have him join us from California and share his heart with you. So that'll be here in just a couple minutes. The phone number for calling in at the second half hour, and I think we're going to have opportunity to do that based on how the first half hour goes, but I'm going to just give the phone number now. But this won't be till after 6:30. But the number is 978-353-0849. And you can call the second half hour. And that number, wait until then, because the phone line will be tied up, but we'll mention it again after the second half hour when we get to it, and we'll see how this goes. But anyhow, I think of the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. Having God in that place in my heart, I worship the Lord. He's number one. I magnify him in my life. That's essentially what Peter's saying, giving God the place he should have in my heart and not fearing man, but fearing him. And in that, sanctify the Lord God in your heart and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks for the reason that hope that you have in your life. So I want to use this hour to do that and to point you to the Lord and share Christ with you. So, an opportunity with radio to do that and the different apps and so forth that we have. So always be ready. That's what the Bible says. And so we want to, just encourage you at this time. It's a time where, we continue to go through this time of lockdown and shutdown. And for some of us not working, some of us, I know even in our church here, we have at least one person that's been infected by COVID-19, and it's just something that, it's reached all around the world. So with that in mind, I want to encourage you and just be here for you in any way we can. So again, you're listening to Renew FM, and it's just great to have you listening. Well, Pastor John, great to have you on Renew FM.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How's all our friends out there in your area?
Well, you know, we're moving forward with the Lord and trying to use the radio, seeking to use the radio to encourage people at a time like this, you know, this time of COVID-19, coronavirus. You're in Southern California, we're in New England, we're all in the same boat together and all being touched by it. I know Massachusetts is a place in our nation where we're having a lot of cases now, and but we're in the same thing together. So it's just great to have you, Pastor John. I know people listen to you on Renew FM every day. I know you encourage a lot of our listeners, so it's just great to have you join us, and so thank you for doing that.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's an honor for me to be here, and I just want to say to all our Renew listeners, God bless you guys. We love you. We're praying for you, and looking forward to a time when we can get back out there and see you again.
Yeah, amen. No, I pray we can have you back out here again, too, ministering to the people as you did last year. Real great to have you with us. But, you know, at a time like COVID-19, Pastor John, I know you're ministering to your congregation, you're ministering to, you know, you have different radio audiences, and I know you even are involved with some television, too. But I thought I'd just, you know, have you give you an opportunity just to share your heart with the listeners at this time. And, you know, here in the New England, Central Mass, Boston area. So, you know, what's in your heart? You know, how can you encourage the Renew FM listeners right now?
Well, I would say, you know, here's several things. I think all of us probably, the things the Lord's doing in our lives in the midst of this. I know for our fellowship, and actually there's several churches out here, and even other churches around the country and around the world that we're joining together. We started a 30 days of prayer. When the president issued an additional 30 days of stay at home, we decided, well, why don't we make the most of this time and redeem it, and let's pray. Let's pray for revival. And so we sent out basically some guidelines, scriptures for the next 30 days that correlated with personal revival, church revival, national revival, and global revival. And today we're, you know, 12 days into these 30 days of prayer, and it's been really good, George. I've just been seeing God's doing certain things that maybe we don't want to see in us. You know, you get put in a quarantine situation, you find out a lot about what's in your heart, what needs to go, and what God wants to do. And I think God is using what the enemy is intended for evil for good. I mean, it's my prayer that we will come out of this stronger, more in love with Jesus, a greater desire for fellowship. And even today I was sharing with some folks, it's my prayer that the army of the Lord is growing in number as a result of what we're experiencing. And when we all come back, that God's going to do a great work of revival.
Yeah, John, that is a consistent word I hear from pastors. It was something I was seeking to encourage our audience, our church, even here this, you know, yesterday at the services we had here, or that we had some drive-in services, and the people that are watching in on Facebook Live or listening to the radio. So yesterday, same sort of thing. I do really believe and hope that after this time, the church in America has been stirred up in our hearts, and a time of purification, less of the world in us and more of Christ.
Yeah.
And less focused on the things of the world and more focused on the things of the Lord. And, you know, a renewed church, you know, I was sharing that with our gathering yesterday in the drive-in service we had here at the church. But, you know, the resurrection led to the ascension, and then they were regathered. The believers were regathered after being scattered. They were regathered together in the upper room, and the Holy Spirit came down. And I, you know, and we've been scattered a bit right now. We're isolated,
right.
And I pray when we all come back together, that the work that God does is a new work of the Spirit.
Amen. I think that is a consistent prayer that people are praying. The other thing I think is so interesting, George, you're talking about your drive-in services and Facebook and radio. What's exciting to me is the church right now is putting out more content than Hollywood. Praise God. So we're getting stuff out there. I mean, if you look at the numbers statistically on how many people were watching services yesterday, just imagine the church all throughout the world doing online services all at once. In fact, one of my really good friends who may be on Renew, we were talking back and forth, and he said that one of the countries that has really statistically grown in terms of watching the church services, where it's grown the most. This might be surprising to our listeners, but in Iran, looking for the gospel, looking for hope because of where they at. And one of the countries that's been hit the worst, they're looking for answers. And I just think about how the gospel is going in every direction. People are being impacted during this time.
Yeah, that's a great word. I haven't followed the statistics, but it does seem to me, from my perspective, that opportunity, thank God this came after we had all this technology, but it's true. So many are viewing services. I had mentioned here to our people, and I'm sure you mentioned the same or know the same, but even our president watching it, I guess Greg Laurie's, at least his, Palm Sunday service, and it's quite a thing. People are looking for answers. Of course, the world is shaking. There's such uncertainty. If you were trusting in your stock, if you were trusting in your rental properties, if you were trusting in your boyfriend or girlfriend, suddenly life, there's big questions. And we have the opportunity, as you had noted, to people to tune in and to be listening, and they seem to be looking. And I sense that even in our services here. Mm-hmm. I struggle. Maybe you have felt that at times, too. You can teach the Bible, and you have this burden in your heart, and you wonder how well people are listening. When they go home, do they forget it 20 minutes later? Right. A couple hours later, they're watching the ball game, and everything you said, completely forgotten. But now I do sense, even with people listening in, we're not in the same building, but even through the car windows yesterday, I think people are listening and taking it to heart more, too, even the church. And, a time of soul-searching and heart-searching, so.
Yeah, I agree with that, George. And I think, you think about it, the Lord has allowed this for a reason. Obviously, He is sovereign. We know that He's in control. And it's as if the Lord has put everything on hold. I really sense that this is a wake-up call from heaven, that this is something that the Lord has allowed, I think, to get the attention of the church, first and foremost, to get the attention of the world. And that's something God's going to use. But think about it. People, we worship athletes. There's no stadiums open. People worship actors. All the theaters are closed. Mm-hmm. People worship the economy. Well, that's shut down. People love to go out and party. Well, all the bars are shut down. It's like, what else needs to happen for us to pause and actually, instead of looking around and being distracted by so many things, I think God wants us to look up, and I think our redemption is nearer than when we first believed. I'm not saying He's coming at this date or that date. I'm just saying I think the birth pains that are described in Matthew's gospel and the Olivet discourse and all of these signs of the times are coming with great frequency and intensity. And I don't know when it is, George, but Jesus is coming, and He's coming soon. And I just want to be ready.
John, I shared that same message on Palm Sunday. We looked back to the first coming of the King, Palm Sunday, where the nation worshiped Jesus the one time as Messiah, as King. And, I said, let's look back at that, but let's look around right now at our world. Look what's going on in our world and the signs of the times. And we read, as you just mentioned, the Olivet Discourse, some of those verses. And then I reminded them, then, based on what we see, we need to be looking up. We need to be looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. Look around. Look up. If you're not doing that now, what is it going to take? If you're still so busy with and distracted with other things. I totally agree with you.
And it's hard, too. Our hearts are broken for people right now. I would say to those that are listening on Renew, listen, if you have family members, if you have friends who have been impacted and infected by this virus, we want you to know that we love you. We're praying for you, and we're praying that God would heal, that God would deliver. For those who are listening who are currently on unemployment, and millions of people are impacted by that, that we're praying that God would open up the economy again, that we would be able to go to work, and that God would allow people to recover from this. There's a lot of people hurting right now. George, I was on a call, and I've been on a call every Thursday at 8:30 in the morning Pacific Standard Time with missionaries all over the world, from Africa to Nepal to Nicaragua, Guatemala, all coming together at one time on a go-to-meeting call, so I can see them all face-to-face, all different time zones. And I'll tell you, you think we're having struggles here in the U.S. I mean, you just talk to some of our missionaries who are on the field in Africa, where the price of rice and inflation has gone up 300%. And these people don't know where they're going to get their next meal. They're walking the streets and being beaten by police officers to get back inside their homes. and they have access to not even the simplest forms of food. There's one story that was told by one of the pastors who runs a hospital there, that one lady in their neighborhood lives on one potato a day, an old lady, and she's taken care of by her 8-year-old grandson. So this is, it kind of puts things in perspective. The world is hurting right now.
Well, John, that's really insightful to hear that. And, you know, we think of all the cases that are growing around us, and it's true in some ways statistically, just as far as numbers. Our country is the epicenter, New York City, the epicenter of this pandemic as far as just case loads, you know, number of cases. But that is very insightful for our listeners to hear. The world is being rocked. Obviously, the virus has reached every corner. But then even the economic crisis that is being created and how people in countries where they were already living, you know, from day to day in such a difficult way, and how it's made it more difficult for them. And so certainly we need to be praying for our missionaries and praying for just people in general. And as this nation that, we have the wealth of the world here, obviously, and as we're struggling economically, as you mentioned, the poor of the world, fighting a virus, but also fighting their poverty even in greater ways. So that's insightful, and I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners, and I encourage our listeners to be praying for, you know, your missionaries that you know, to be encouraging those that maybe if you have the contact information, their address or whatever, encourage them, be praying for them, continue to support them financially. Obviously, they need that at this time in some of these difficult places where they're already laying their lives down. So, no, I appreciate that, John.
Yeah, and I would also like to say, too, George, I just want to say to the listeners there and also to the station itself, you guys, what you're doing. Listen, folks, I would encourage you to continue to support what Renew's doing. And I think in a lot of ways, what you're doing, George, and the platform that God's given you right now is a tremendous lifeline to people. They can't get out, but you're able to get to them. And I'm just so thankful for the ministry of Renew and how you guys are reaching into all the areas that you're reaching into there in the East. And I just pray, folks, that you're encouraged. And I would encourage you to write the station, to email the station, let them know that you're listening. I know for us, just to hear that somebody's being encouraged by what we're doing in the midst of this, when you don't get to see people face-to-face, is a tremendous encouragement. It helps us to know what we're doing is making a difference. And so I just want to say thank you for your ministry and how you guys are impacting that area of the East.
Well, thank you also, John, for partnering with us. And yeah, it is a thing that God has done. It's a God story, raising up all these radio stations. I do confess, you know, late February when I started to see and watch what was going on with this COVID-19, and even before that, watching in China, thinking, man, if this ever comes to our country, what is it going to do economically to us?
Right.
And then to see the reality, this is going to be the reality. And then, you know, I confess, thinking about, man, we got all these tower rents. How are we going to cover all these tower rents? You know, that's going to get real interesting, Lord. But God is faithful, and
Amen.
He's always faithful, and he can bring a stream in the wilderness. He can bring, you know, forth life in the middle of the most difficult time and provision. He can send a raven, right, to feed a prophet. He can Amen. Do anything he wants. So, I appreciate you encouraging our listeners, too. And we are thankful for all of you that pray for us and that also support this ministry. We are just so thankful for you, and it's with that that we can continue to do this in this time. But also to support those that support us. And, you know, you're listening to John Randall and other Bible teachers on Renew FM, and you can encourage them and support them and as we partner all together in this. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So praise the Lord. And, yeah, thank God for what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the world is shaking, as we are noting, John. And so people looking for answers. People are without Christ, wondering what to do and wondering what it's all about. And what would you say to the, you know, Boston's a city with universities, a city with, you know, intellectual people, and this area tends to be that way. And at a time of shaking, at a time of uncertainty, even the colleges right now shut down in the sense that people are at home, you know, is schooling. What would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was thinking, you know, biblically for a moment, just George, about the story of Joseph. And you know how that Joseph, God used him uniquely in a period of time in the nation there in Egypt when there was a tremendous famine. And really globally, or at that time, people were impacted, and they all were forced to come down to the area where Joseph was. And Joseph wisely opened up the storehouses for those who were in need, and they were able to have their needs met. And, George, I really feel like at this moment that, as you mentioned, there are people searching for hope, and this is a real Joseph-like moment for the Church of Jesus Christ. We have the bread of life. We have a greater than Joseph. We have a Savior who died, and we just celebrated his resurrection from the dead, that he is who he says he is. And I would encourage anybody who's looking for life to come to the one who is the life, not one of many roads, not just pick one. He is the exclusive way to heaven. And if you've been questioning about salvation, or you're wondering, is this all really true? Friend, let me just tell you, look around, have your eyes open, and recognize that Jesus is who he said he is. He is coming again. He offers you salvation. And if you will turn from sin and turn to him, you'll be saved. He is the only answer. Because, George, let's face it, there is a greater virus than the coronavirus. There is a greater global pandemic than the COVID-19. It is the sin virus, and everybody has it. You could be healed of the COVID virus, but if you die in your sin, you'd be lost for eternity. The only cure for the sin virus is the blood of Jesus, and we have access to that by the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, this time of shaking and uncertainty, as you're listening to Pastor John Randall from Southern California on Renew FM, and we've had different guests over the last few weeks, and same sort of thing. We continue to hear different men, different parts of the world even, with the same heart, reminding you, and maybe you've been tuned in and listening for a little bit of time and trying to work through what's going on. Maybe you had certain understanding about life and whether or not God existed, and now you're at a place and you're looking around and you're listening. And I pray that you'd open your heart to the Lord, and you'd give God a chance. You'd give God a chance. Open your heart to him. And if you're still trying to figure this all out and wondering, you can just ask the Lord, you know, God, I need to know. I want to know if this is all true and you're real. I look at this world and the way it is. God, I ask you, just open my eyes, reveal yourself to me. Help me to know, help me to see. And the Lord will take your sincere prayer. I was sharing on Sunday here at our church about a Jewish man who years ago at a synagogue in Marblehead, Massachusetts, actually at that very time in his life, young man, you know, very intellectual. Now he's a professor in New York City, but just struggling with, you know, these sort of things, and really wanting to know the answers to things about life and God, and shared how the Lord really revealed himself to him. And he's now a follower of Christ, and his entire family is. So, you know, open your heart and give the Lord an opportunity. Pastor John, any further encouragement?
Well, I would just say, I want to speak to the parents, to the moms, to the dads that right now, you know, your kids are home from school. We have a couple kids that are home from school. We still have a few that are in the house. They're older, but one's in high school, one's graduating from college this year, and you know, just having your family there. And I know that it can be, and firsthand, it can be a difficulty to be, you know, kind of in that situation. But one thing the Lord has really been teaching me is to redeem the time with them too, to try to invest in them. We may never have another opportunity like we have right now. And I'm wondering, what am I going to be like when this is over? What is my relationship with them going to be like? And God's wanting to build those relationships. But I'd also say for those of you, George, something I've noticed are those who are single, those who are by themselves, and the loneliness that you feel in the midst of this situation is even greater because of the fact that you're not able to interact with people. I had a conversation with someone recently who was going through that kind of a situation, and that loneliness gave way to fear and anxiety and uncertainty. And I just want to speak to you today. If you're there and you're by yourself and you're alone, listen, you're ultimately not alone. The Lord said he's never going to leave you or forsake you, and he's right there with you. And you need to know today that God loves you. He has a plan for you, and you're going to get through this. And I'd encourage you to reach out, call the station, call the church, call a friend. Don't allow yourself to not be in contact with somebody. Do an Instagram with somebody. Do something to connect with somebody else. But ultimately, if you're feeling alone, I just want to remind you that God's with you, and you're going to get through this.
You make me think of a video. Maybe you've seen it, one of these selfie videos from an Irish pastor. Have you seen the one that The man shares his pastor recently how God sent him a cleaner. Quite a little video if you haven't seen it.
I didn't see it. No.
Little video about, you know, how you're not alone. You think you are, and, you know, God is there. But he got COVID-19 and in isolation in the hospital and really struggling, even began to wonder and worry if he was going to die. But, you know, he explained in isolation, you know, very few, nobody can come see you. Family, friends, pastors, nobody can see you, just the medical people that go in and out. Mm-hmm. And he was having a hard time breathing. I think he even had been rolled onto his stomach at the time. But anyhow, he's just like, God, I just need to know. I need to be encouraged. This is so hard, you know. And some sort of prayer he just lifted to the Lord. And anyway, a cleaner came in to clean that area of the hospital. And that cleaner was like an angel sent from God. He ended up being a missionary, led a lot of people to Christ in Africa, and saw this man and started just to talk to this man, not knowing that he had even prayed and was a pastor, but just really ministered to him and just met with him and encouraged him. And then after that, the next day, this Irish pastor said, he was praying. He said, Lord, he was feeling better after the man prayed, even just cried out to God that God would even bring healing. The next day, this Irish pastor feels better. There and, you know, still in isolation in the ICU. But he says, oh, Lord, you know, I thank you. You've been so kind. You know, and he kept, in a silly way, kept saying, I would love to have a Coke today and some potato chips, a certain kind of brand of potato chips. And he's like, Lord, I really could use some Coke and some potato chips. And he kept, you know, it's kind of silly. Anyway, didn't tell anybody. He's in isolation. That cleaner came through the next day again and had a gift for him, and it was a Coke, a Diet Coke, actually, and what he had prayed for, and the exact brand of potato chips. And this man is like, Lord, you could use a cleaner. You can use anybody.
What a great story that is.
Yeah, check it out. It's going around. It's had a lot of views, and he's just really emotional while he's telling the story how God sent him a cleaner. But, yeah, you know, you're alone, and you're listening to two pastors in this time and reminding you you're not alone. There's a God in heaven who made you and ordained your life. He loves you. The world just considered the death and resurrection of God's Son over the last weekend, Easter, and God loves you, and he's revealed his love to you through his Son, and you're not alone. And if you know him, you're not alone. You've got the Holy Spirit, and we pray that God would encourage you wherever you are, if you're listening, minister to you, remind you you're not alone. He's with you. And if you're seeking for answers, you're not alone either. God is near. You know, seek the Lord, and he'll draw near to you.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Pastor,
you know, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, John.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, George, you know, something else that was kind of encouraging, you know, this week, I don't know if you were on that call, but I was able to have a phone call with the President of the United States, which not just me, but 10,000 other faith leaders all at once. Wow. I don't know if you were on that call.
No, I wasn't.
It was pretty amazing. You know, we were all tapped into this phone call, and the President came on. This was before Easter. And he just started sharing, and with all the faith leaders around the country, and he was talking about different things that we were going through, and it was amazing to hear our president. Again, whether you appreciate the president or you don't, the Bible does say we're supposed to pray for our leaders. So I'm very thankful for this man and all that he's done, and that God's used him to do. You can debate his whatever, but what I'm saying is he came on and he started quoting out of Isaiah. And then he started quoting out of, and I don't know if you saw his Good Friday service that was in the Oval Office. Again, amazing to see a president doing that. But anyhow, he came on and just shared with us and encouraged us. And then Mike Pence, the vice president, came on and encouraged us. And then a leader of all the synagogues throughout the nation came on and shared what God was doing through them. A leader of the Knights of Columbus, the Catholic organization, came on and shared what they were doing. And then Franklin Graham came on. Wow. And shared what God was doing and through this. And it was amazing just to sit and listen to that call. And then the president had each one of those men pray over our nation.
Wow.
And just to listen to them pray and to think, when in the history of the world do you see all these people coming together with one, you know, really concerted effort to cry out to God and ask God for his mercy to be upon his country. It was amazing. I just want to say, hey, listen, we need to keep praying for our leadership. I would not want the position that they have, and we need to keep lifting them up and encouraging them and our doctors and nurses. Listen, if you're a doctor and nurse that's on the front line, can I just say thank you for your service and what you're doing. And we are so appreciative of the work you're doing. And let me add to that. You're a truck driver listening today.
Hey, John, we're going to be going to a break. I'm going to hold you get a short break. We'll be right back for want you on a few more moments before.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Renew FM
presents a Spirit of Marriage tip. Immediate help to get to a healthy place in your marriage.
A huge problem in the church is that people are taught to follow the Bible and apply it to all areas of their life. And a lot of people do this in every area of life except in their marriage, their most important relationship. For example, the Bible says, be kind to one another. We'll apply that to a perfect stranger and come home and speak with absolute contempt to a spouse. Another example, the book of Proverbs speaks a lot about hot-tempered people or handling things with anger. We don't mind applying that except in marriage, where many people fly off the handle at their spouse without even thinking about it. The Bible said we should be quick to overlook a fault. We'll apply that to our close friends. But in most failing marriages, a common trait is to keep records and even constantly exaggerate the faults of the other person, while of course ignoring our own faults. Read the Bible and apply it directly to your marriage. You'll find it's the best marriage book on the planet.
This Spirit of Marriage tip is from the station that cares about your family.
Renew FM.
Excuse me, do we get paid every month or every other month?
Actually, we get paid weekly.
What? I've been here 6 weeks and I haven't received any money.
Really? Well, you should talk to your boss.
Oh, I don't have a boss.
What do you mean you don't have a boss?
I just come here every day and work. So far, no one's paid me one red cent. Talk about a lousy company to work with.
You can't just work here.
What's the big deal? I know how to do the work. I'm doing the work. Why don't they just pay me?
You have to be hired. Why don't you just apply for the job? I'm sure they'll hire you. They want people like you.
Yeah, but then I'll have to listen to a boss and be accountable for my actions. If they want me, let them come to me on my terms.
Are you trying to get to heaven on your own terms by being good or, quote, spiritual? According to the Bible, there's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Do you know Jesus? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
Keep it right here. We are Renew FM.
Well, you're listening to the second half of this program, special program, 6 to 7 o'clock each evening, Monday to Friday on Renew FM. And we have a pastor with us, Pastor John Randall. We're going to bring him back on the air here for a few more moments. And just all trying to encourage you and to remind you of the Lord in the midst of the storm. Well, Pastor John, thanks for holding on for the break. And you were in the middle of talking about, thanking the nurses and the medical people and so forth. But we had a break, so I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right. Well, thanks so much, George. Yeah, I was just saying before we went to break, just thank you so much. If you're a doctor or nurse, you're serving in the hospital, you're serving in the care facilities, perhaps in a nursing home, and you're listening to this program, we're so thankful for what you're doing. I'd also add, maybe you're a truck driver and you're commuting, you're driving down those highways and you're listening to the new FM and you're making sure that supplies are getting to the grocery stores and things of that nature. And thank you for what you do. First responders and all that you're doing. Let me tell you, one of my sons works in a grocery store and I'm so thankful for what they're doing. And they're at the grocery store working day in and day out to make sure that the shelves are stocked. And again, thank you so much for what you do and for listening to Renew FM. We're praying for you.
Well, thank you, Pastor John. And, you know, what I'd like to do before you go tonight is just say a prayer for the listeners of Renew FM here in central New England, and just as the Holy Spirit would lead you. Just lift up a prayer. I'm going to turn it over to you to pray.
All right. Sounds good. Well, let's pray. I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you so much for the ministry of Renew FM. Lord, thank you for our brothers, our sisters there, Lord, and I just pray right now that there would be a sense of your peace that would come upon them. We pray for those who are sick tonight, that you would bring healing. Lord, we pray for those that are fearful, that you would replace that fear with faith. God, those that are in need of employment, Lord, that you would provide provision. God, you are the one who meets our need. And I especially want to pray for those listening who are questioning, who are wondering, who have yet to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior and receive that free gift of salvation. God, I pray that you would speak to them right now through the airwaves, that you would draw them to your Son Jesus, and they would be saved. And so, Lord, I thank you for this ministry. Pray your blessing over it. We ask these things together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pastor John, thank you again for joining us on Renew FM. I pray for just God's grace to continue to lead you and be with you at this time and upon your family and your church. But thank you for joining us. God bless you.
Thank you, George. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope you were encouraged. I would imagine you were encouraged from Pastor John Randall, pastors a church in San Clemente, California. He's also come out here into the Boston area and our area and ministered and encouraged our men. And so I'm sure you found his words encouraging, quite amazing to hear about this phone call, too, with the President of the United States and thousands of faith leaders across our country praying for our country at this time. And I also know over this weekend, lots of prayer going on, different ministries, different vision, different people praying for revival, praying for the church, praying for healing of sick, praying for just God's mercy. And we wonder, don't we, as we're watching the news and the statistics, maybe we've even come to the peak of this at storm, maybe. I guess time will tell. But if we have, time will tell. But if we have, quite a thing that it would come at a time around this holiday that we consider the death and resurrection of Jesus. And I find that striking, if in fact that is what has happened in our nation, that would be the peak of the storm. Because as you know, many of you, the storm that hit the disciples' lives, the crucifixion of their, rabbi, their leader, their Lord, the one that they had so much hope for themselves personally and for their nation, and to see him be arrested and then crucified, just that storm, just the for their lives, what that would mean, and the challenge and the difficulty and just the fear. And yet, just a couple of days later, as God had spoke long before through the prophets, he would rise from the dead and conquer sin, death, and hell, and all part of God's plan. And so the peak of this COVID-19, if it actually happens around now, is quite striking to me. If it does, I guess we'll see. Certainly we need to continue to pray. And I want to give a phone number. We've got a little bit more time here before we conclude this hour. And if you would like us to pray for you, or we can encourage you in some way, I'm going to give you a phone number. And I realize we don't do this all the time, so we probably, if we did it every single night, it'd make it a little easier for you to remember. But we're just kind of going as we feel led, turning on our microphones here in the Renew FM studio. And, initially gathering with different people in the studio, pastors and so forth. And then because of just the way this pandemic is working out now, we don't really gather so much in the studio. There's just a minimal group here in the studio. But just using technology in different ways to connect with different pastors and so forth to encourage you. But I hope you've found this time encouraging. But the phone number you can call, and I realize sometimes the phone number changes too because we have different pastors now doing this also, but 978-353-0849. And if you're listening right now and you have a prayer request, maybe, as Pastor John had mentioned, you feel alone and you could just use prayer and some encouragement, 978-353-0849. That is a number that goes right on the air. So if you call, we'll put you on the air. And the listeners of this program with me right now can pray with you, pray for you. We can pray together. So 978-353-0849. Or if you got a question a prayer request in a way, a different sort of prayer request, whatever it might be, if we can be of help to you, if we can encourage you, the number is 978-353-0849. And as I have done the last couple of weeks being here, my 21-year-old daughter is with me to help turn the knobs and facilitate. And because she's here, it also gives me the opportunity to let her share a little bit with some of the young adults. And so I'm going to give her an opportunity. She's always in the Word of God and always seeking and praying and has just the scripture in her heart. And I'm going to let her share a few thoughts with the young people again here tonight.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I want to share with you guys just those who may have entered into this storm, maybe passionate because you've been hearing lots of different perspectives that, oh, this is our wake-up call. This is time for us to get serious about our faith, time to be interceding for our country, be on our faces, be on our knees. And maybe you find yourself that being 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you're like, okay, all right, so I had that little sprint, but now I'm starting to get weary. I'm starting to get tired. How long? I wasn't expecting for this longevity of this trial, this storm, for it to be longer than just a night. We read of that verse that says weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And now we're entering, you know, about a month and a half of this trial. And if you've been, you know, quarantined that whole time, if you've been at your home, you might be weary, you might be discouraged. I want to read from you Hebrews 6:12. This is something that just stuck out to me. It talks about how they were praying that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And I just want to reflect back on different, you know, heroes of faith. We read at Hebrews 11 talking about the great hall of faith. And you think of Abraham and how he was promised a son, Isaac. And, you know, I can't remember the exact years that passed, but it was several years that he was waiting for that promise of God, waiting for God to come through. And I just think of that longevity when you're just like, I'm praying. How do I not lose heart? How do I pray without ceasing? And I just think back to Easter. We talk about that living hope. You know, Jesus was the fulfillment of all the promises of God to come and restore the earth, of God to provide salvation for our sins. And now we are 2,000 years later waiting for him to come back for a second coming. And there's just that time period, that time frame, that time window where we're still waiting. Let us not lose heart now in this trial, waiting for God to come through, waiting for God to bring healing, waiting for God to bring a cure for this virus. Let us not lose heart, because we read back on Hebrews 6:19-20. It says, this hope we have is an anchor of the soul. It's both sure and it's steadfast, that which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become our high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And this is the hope, guys, that we have. It's an anchor. It's steadfast for our soul. And even if it takes more days, more weeks, more months for us to have to, you know, sit in this trial and just wait on the Lord and seek, don't lose heart and don't become sluggish. What a beautiful thing for us to start becoming sluggish, having started this sprint and then just giving up and sitting down on that racetrack. Like, what a problem that would be, you know, for us to have to return to our first love after this and repent. Lord, I just ask that you would help us to run with endurance. You know, that's my prayer. And the way to get that renewal, that fresh wind, fresh fire, be with Jesus. Return to your first love. Don't just be praying and interceding for others. Sit with Jesus and ask to know him. Ask to spend time with him for who he is. He's enough for you, and he will renew you. He'll renew your strength, and he'll also give you wisdom and lead you in how to intercede for others in this time. So don't grow sluggish, guys.
Again, you're listening to Renew FM, and you're listening, if you're listening to the radio dial, you're listening to one of our dozen, 13, 14 radio stations, the webcast of the station, or maybe your phone app, Android or iPhone app. And so we're connected together and considering the Lord at a time of uncertainty, a time where the world is going through a lot of change and not even knowing necessarily where this is going to all end up. You know, as Pastor John Randall, the first half hour, speaking of even other parts of the world, the financial, you know, repercussions of what is happening with this pandemic. Even the poor of the world are already also finding a greater difficulty in faraway places from here that are struggling financially. And our nation and all that we're doing to try to keep the economy going, what is it all going to mean? What is it all going to mean? Ultimately, God knows. But a time of uncertainty. So here to encourage you about God, because the world, all these things in the world are going to pass away eventually, and the world is going to pass away, but there's one thing that remains, and that is God. And I think of Revelation 22. These verses were here before me. I'm going to read them to you, and maybe for someone listening, this is a reminder to you, but it's written so beautifully. John, at the end of the book of Revelation, he has a vision of heaven, the new heaven, the new earth. And we live in a world that was started out one way, but because of the fall of man and sin, this place is broken. And because it is broken, there are wars, there are famines, there are pestilences, there are all sorts of things. Even right now in the central part of our country and even along the East Coast, we've got a pandemic, but we've got storms that are hitting us. And this world is just broken. And yet there is a new world. And I just remind you, in the middle of brokenness and uncertainty, these are the verses to describe the future with the Lord. And John, in Revelation 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruit, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Then he said to me, these words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the thing which must shortly take place. And then we read, behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. And that's just those few verses. I could also read from the previous chapter where, you know, the description of no more curse, no more weeping, no more tears, no more suffering. And then those just of the throne of God and the new heaven, the way it's described with just the fruit and the life and the purity and the light of God himself. And you can read other passages about the joy and just the power, a new world that's no longer fallen, a new life with no longer the curse. That's the future. And it's a future that is something that is promised to those that know the Lord, that put their trust in Christ. As Pastor John was reminding us in the first half hour, that there's the coronavirus, but there's another bigger problem, and that is our fallen nature, sin. And it's because of sin that there's even death. But sin separates us from a holy God, and we're all sinners. That includes you, that includes me. The Bible makes it clear. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And because we're sinners, the wages of sin is death. God is holy. I mean, he hasn't changed. He's perfection. He's holy. And now you and I are fallen. The wages of sin is death, separation from him. That is a big problem, and that is what has happened. But God, knowing that, began to at the very beginning speak of the solution, and even prophets long before speaking of what God would do. God would send his own son. And having to be just, because he is just and he cannot change, he can't be anything but just. He put his son to death. The wages of sin is death, and he judged his own son in your place and in my place for the sin of the world. All those sacrifices of the Jews before, you know, if you study Judaism and the history of the nation of Israel, always the sacrifice, lots of blood, lots of death because of man, and even having their limited access to God in that sense of the temple and having to keep their distance, yet at the same time having God in their midst, the Shekinah glory in that way, at least in that sort of way that they did. But the reminder of just the big problem, sin, and there needs to be covering and there needs to be redemption and forgiveness. Well, God, all of that was leading to the Lamb of God, that Jesus would come and die for the sin of the world. Something the world just considered this last weekend, you know, yesterday, and his death on Friday, his resurrection on Sunday. So there is a cure, there is hope, and that is how we get to know God, and we're forgiven of our sin, and that when we die, that we can be with God. And those verses I just read to you from Revelation chapter 22 about the new heaven, new earth. I do believe so much in the Lord, and so much that he's, you know, the world is leading to a time where God will get his people, and there will be a new world and a new experience with God, as we read in Revelation 22. And so the hope, and if you know Christ, you know these things, you know that hope, you know it in your heart, you know what God has done in you. And I remind you, yeah, maybe it's difficult right now. You may be listening, and you're even sick with this virus. You're listening, and just it is difficult because of what you're going through at this very moment. But I remind you, as in Christ, that this is temporary. These sufferings are temporary. There's a greater glory that is coming that God has accomplished for us through his Son. So I just remind you of that. And the phone number, we've got a few minutes here. We can certainly pray with you, take a prayer request, and answer a question, encourage you, 978-353-0849, 978-353-0849. And I'm going to, hello, this is Pastor George on Renew FM.
Hi, Pastor George. I just want to ask for prayer tonight. It's just been a really hard day for me today. And I was listening to what Pastor Randall, Pastor John had to say about having hope. And I've just been reading in Romans chapter 4 about the hope that we have comes through perseverance and suffering and all that. It's been a very hard day for me today. So,
okay. Yeah, we're going to pray. My daughter and I, we're going to pray for you. And everyone's listening, if you would pray with me. Also, a man in a trial outside of COVID-19. And so just brokenhearted and suffering. So we're going to pray for him right now, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to join through the radio and the technology, Lord, and people in different places. I know a lot of people are listening, and we hear from them, Lord, in different ways, and find that this is important to do. And I thank you that we're all listening, we're all connected right now, and here's a brother in Christ, like so many, Lord, that are in a time of COVID-19, the pandemic and all that, and yet at the same time, the storms in life that have hit them in other ways. And so, Lord, we pray for Ron. And I ask God, we ask, Lord, for your comfort for him, Lord. Would you comfort him? And we thank you for the hope that his wife is in heaven, that Paul is in heaven now. But, Lord, the loneliness and just going through that at this time, Lord Jesus, please, would you come to Ron this evening? Would you come to him in a way that he knows that you're there? Remind him. Would you, Holy Spirit, would you lift up his heart? Would you give strength to him? Would you renew him with just promises in the word? Thank you, Lord, that as you tell us that, mourning, the weeping can last for a night and in a season, but joy comes back. The joy comes in the morning. And I thank you, Lord. So we just lift our brother to you and we all pray together. Would you comfort him? Would you strengthen him? Would you encourage him? Would you wrap your arms around him, Lord, in the way that you do through the Holy Spirit, and meet our brother tonight. And thank you, Father, for hearing and answering our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray, Ron, and just love your brother. And thank you for calling in, and we'll keep praying, okay?
Love you too.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're listening again to Renew FM, and we're here just to encourage you, turning on our mics in the studio, and to pray for you and pray with you. And so we pray for a brother, Ron, and keep him in your prayer. But we've got a few more minutes, too, here before this hour ends. We've got 3 or 4 minutes. So if you're someone also and you feel bold enough and you could use a prayer, we'll pray with you here in the last couple minutes. I'll give you the number one more time. But 978-353-0849. That is 978-353-0849. And a lot of people in storms, a lot of people, you have a time of shaking in the world, but that doesn't mean that you didn't have a trial come in its own way and it's into your life. You know, it's just what happens, isn't it? This world just keeps turning. And that's the thing. You've got some people are going through many things at the same time, and the waves can seem almost overwhelming. And sometimes you wonder how you're going to get from today to tomorrow, because just the too much you think in your mind and too much in your emotion. And so we're going to go back to the phone line and bring another caller here back on. Hello, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is George. Welcome to Renew FM. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, I would like to have prayer for the people that lost loved ones with this virus, and that they'd learn hope in Jesus, and because a lot of loved ones lost people. And my heart cries for these people that have died too. And I feel bad for what they're going through. So I'm asking for you to pray for them.
Okay. All right. We'll definitely do that. So let's pray right now, shall we?
Yes.
Lord, I just pray with my sister, and we pray for our listeners. There are people, many others, that have lost loved ones and that are going through this. Lord, we know in the state of Massachusetts alone, hundreds of people have died from a new virus. People have died from other things, but hundreds have died from this COVID-19. And across our country, in New York City, so many that are the death, Lord, just the loss and the broken heart, God. And I thank you, Lord. We just look back as believers 24 hours ago when we were considering the resurrection of Jesus, and what the resurrection means, that God, you came, you became a man, and to deal with this big problem we have, which includes even death, our greatest enemy, death. And I thank you, Father, for how you have defeated death. Jesus, you died and you rose from the grave, and now there's hope. But we pray for all those that are listening right now that are just suffering because of the loss of people they love, or people that are even in isolation right now that are in the hospital. And we ask, Lord, for your comfort. You're a God of all comfort, able to comfort us in all our trials and all our tribulations. We pray you'd go to them and encourage them and minister to them if you need to. Send a cleaner, Lord. Send somebody that can just be a word of encouragement, a reminder, an angel, Lord, that could be there to just be with them and encourage them and minister to them. So we ask you these things, Lord Jesus. And thank you again that we can pray together, Lord. And thank you for my sister in Christ, and encourage her and strengthen her, Lord, and bless her, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
And I want to thank you for the radio station. It helps me a lot because I'm alone. And I appreciate listening to my brothers and sisters talking about God and that, Lord. It just helps me. I mean, God is so good to us and so wonderful. He loves us. He sent his only son to die for us. He loves us that much. And we're learning to love one another. Look at the wonderful things that people are doing for each other now.
Amen.
Which we never seen for years.
Amen.
So,
amen. Well, we're at
thank God for all this.
Thank you for calling in. We're at the end of our time. So God bless you.
God bless you.
And God bless you. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Renew FM, and we're so blessed you could join live broadcast here with Pastor George Small. We pray this time encouraged you and helped lift your eyes off the chaos of the COVID-19 crisis and unto Jesus, who remains on his throne and who also is with you right now in this very moment. Join us Monday through Fridays from 6 to 7 p.m. You can also call Renew FM at 888-310-PRAY. But most importantly, we want to remind you that you can call on the Lord and receive the encouragement you need from his word at any time. We invite you to join us next time on our live broadcast. And until then, good night and God bless you.